You and I are about to witness a piece of information that has been hidden for centuries. All we need to do is fit the ring into that slot, and then the adventure really begins.
From the floor where she sat, Celine reached over to the nightstand and snatched a small votive candle holder. She then opened the drawer to the nightstand and rummaged around for a moment before extracting a small box of matches. You sat up on the edge of the bed so that you could watch what she was doing more closely. She struck a match and lit the candle, then placed it on the floor in front of her as though she were about to launch into an incantation. She then extended the telescope-like object to its fullest length and held it straight up and down with the large lens pointed up towards the ceiling. Slowly, she moved the artifact over the flame. The ceiling lit up in a vibrant red as the stone in the ring, which she had set into the base of the object, filtered the firelight through the lens at the top.
Ah, yes, it's working! See, I told you I'm not crazy.
As you gazed up to the ceiling, you noticed a line of fuzzy shapes interrupting the field of red. You looked back to Celine with the intention of pointing them out, but the look of wonder and glee that had alighted on her beautiful face as she fiddled with the instrument took your breath away for a moment. Taking a hold of the ring band, she began to turn it, causing the lower half of the object to turn as well. Looking up again, you realized this action was actually causing the fuzzy shapes to come into focus.
The information we need was carved into the stone itself, hidden by the facets. It can only be read with the use of this lens, which was carved to match the stone perfectly. Look, see there?
She pointed just above your head, and you followed her indication. Displayed on the ceiling, clear as day, was a set of numbers. You asked if she knew what they meant.
Two sets of digits. Longitude and latitude, those are coordinates.
The wonders of modern technology meant that all you needed to do to find the location was type the numbers into a search engine. Sifting through satellite maps online, it seemed at first that they were pointing you towards an unpopulated, wooded area about a day's drive away.
Wait, look there. It seems like there's some kind of structure among the trees. Like a small chapel or something? That's so weird. There's no roads leading to or away from it. It's just there, in the middle of the forest.
You didn't know how you were going to sleep that night with so much information buzzing through your head. And yet, once Celine had come to lay beside you in her bed, resting her head on your chest, her hair delicately tickling your cheek, your body instantly relaxed and your mind cleared. You awoke with her still in your arms, her mischievous grin shining up at you.
Good morning, sunshine. As much as I'd love to lay here with you all day, I think we need to get up and get going. We've got a lot to do. By the way, do you happen to have a car?
You quickly showered, kissing and teasing each other's bodies under the running water, but resisting the urge to once again devour each other as you had the night before. Once dressed, you both hopped a nearby bus towards your apartment, retrieved your car, and set off to find out exactly what the coordinates hidden within the ring were pointing towards. During the long drive, Celine did her best to explain as much as she could about the ring you'd worn so casually for months.
My family has deep roots, as you might imagine. And yes, we have money. Well, we used to have more of it, but that's a different story. but it came to us through nefarious means. War profiteering, pirating, counterfeiting. You name it, and my family has had our grubby fingers in it. And with ill-gotten gains comes a lot of enemies. One of my ancestors found himself in a precarious situation after he screwed over one too many people. He knew they would come looking for him eventually. So to ensure that our family would always have the resources we needed to survive, he made the decision to hide a cache of treasure that only we would have the means to find. In secret, he had several objects made that would hide the information away, and then he distributed those objects to different branches of the family. Some of those objects were clues to find other objects. For instance, my grandmother was given a very expensive antique violin for her 16th birthday. Anyone not in the know would have thought the violin was the real treasure, but it was actually the case it came in. It was a sort of puzzle, which once activated by sliding different panels and inserting an old key, would play a song, like a music box. The song turned out to be a clue as to how to find something else. The lens, in fact. We've been putting the clues together for generations, but everything came to a halt when we realized we were looking for a very specific ring. Your ring. We had the information for where it was supposed to be. We even knew what it was supposed to look like. But it was nowhere to be found. We had no idea what happened to it. So you can imagine my shock when there it was on the finger of an intriguing stranger in a cafe by the beach.
It was nearly sunset by the time you pulled into a dirt parking lot near the location of the coordinates. As Celine had pointed out when looking at the maps, there were no roads that led directly to the location, which meant you would have to hike straight into the depths of the forest. You tried to convince her that you should find a hotel where you could both stay the night and then come back to the location in the morning. But she wouldn't listen.
Don't worry, we'll be fine. I just need to see this place with my own eyes before we do anything else. If things look too complicated, we'll head back and deal with it tomorrow.
It was about an hour of trekking through the brush before you finally came upon a barely visible dirt path that led you straight to the small stone chapel. The outside of the structure looked to be crumbling with decay and neglect. The lack of graffiti on the walls told you that not many people knew this place was even here, which was simultaneously a comforting and disquieting thought. Celine, on the other hand, seemed to have no apprehension whatsoever about the building, shining her flashlight directly into its open stone doorway. The exterior was made of large, dark grey stone blocks, which for the most part were holding their own. The wooden roof was peaked like a small country church, but part of it seemed to have collapsed long ago under the weight of a fallen tree branch. As you got closer, Celine's light landed on a carved keystone above the arched front entrance.
A rose. Well, we're definitely in the right place. Come on, let's check out the inside.
You would have thought the floor would have been covered in decades worth of decaying forest matter, but the inside of the chapel was shockingly clear for the most part. The ground was largely made up of heavy and uneven paving stones, which made traversing it in the dying sunlight a bit tricky. Seeing you stumble, Celine pulled an electric lantern from the backpack she'd brought along and handed it to you. Instantly, The interior was filled with terrifying shadows, and you realized all around you was a cacophony of intricate stone carvings. Statues of what looked to be obscure old gods, with horns growing out of their heads or tails circling from their backsides, stood sentinel along the walls, while above their heads, gargoyle-like faces and claws protruded from the seam beneath the ceiling. What on earth was all of this supposed to mean?
Their distractions, meant to confuse anyone who came upon this place and didn't know what its true purpose was. Come on, we need to keep looking.
She moved forward into the structure as you followed close behind. Soon, you came upon a stone pillar in the center of the floor, which stood just over a meter tall and had several odd cavities carved into it.
I think this might be what we're looking for. This spot in the top seems to be carved to a very specific shape. And see the divot in the side? It's got a hole that leads up through to the top. I think we're supposed to put a candle in there and focus the light through something, like we had to do with the ring and the lens.
She took the lens from her back pocket and pulled the ring out of its slot at the bottom.
Maybe if we insert the ring into the hole at the top?
She tried to put the ring with the stone facing downwards into the hole, but it kept falling over. You traced the opening with your finger and mentioned how it seemed to be meant for a more ovular object than the ring. Suddenly, Celine's face lit up.
Of course, you're a genius.
She shortened up the lens, then placed the large ovular end into the cavity, but it still didn't seem like the right fit.
Wait, I think I have an idea.
She reached inside the linen button-down shirt she'd put on that morning and pulled out a pendant on a long gold chain. The pendant was as red as the stone in the ring and faceted just as oddly, though it was a much more irregular shape, which curved up at one end in a seemingly impossible manner.
It's meant to look like a rose petal. But I'm sure you could figure that out for yourself. My guess is that this and the stone in the ring were once part of the same gem. This was the gift I was given when I came of age.
She removed the pendant from the chain and carefully laid it down into the cavity at the top of the pillar. It slotted into place perfectly. Laughing, she pulled a small, battery-powered LED light from her bag and inserted it into the divot in the side. The darkened ceiling lit up red, just as the ceiling in Celine's apartment had. But this time, there were sparks of brighter and dimmer light due to the curled shape of the pendant.
Oh my God. Isn't it beautiful?
You looked up and admired the pinkish glow emanating out of the stone. It seemed to chase away every ghostly shadow, making the interior of the chapel now more magical than intimidating. Feeling a warmth coursing through you, you reached over and hooked Celine by her waist, then pulled her in close to you.
I'm so happy I get to share this with you. I've been a bit of a loner all my life. I grew up very insulated into my family's affairs, and once I set out on my own, I really had no one else. I can't help but think that it was fate that put that ring on your finger. It led me to you. And you are the real treasure in all of this. Thank you for believing me. And for trusting me.
She pulled you to the stone floor, where you sat with your back against the stone pillar, while Celine straddled your lap.
Reach your hand under my skirt. Can you feel how much I want you right now? I know this is a strange place to make love, but... yeah, you want to? My sweet adventurer. Here, I'll help you with your pants. Oh, you're raring to go, huh? Me too, baby. Hang on, stay still. You look so beautiful in this warm light. I could stare into your eyes forever. On the small of my back. The sensation of your fingers as they dig into my skin. I've never felt this way before. Just your breath sends chills up my spine. Was made for me. Oh, you just feel so incredible. Oh. Do I feel good too, baby? I want to please you so badly. I have to keep a hold of you. Back. Oh, you feel so good. Please don't stop. I'm so close. Will you come with me? Feel you giving in to me. Please come with me. Come with me.
You slip down the pillar until you are both lying on the stone ground, feeling surprised by how safe and comfortable you felt in that strange and magical place. Celine, too, dropped down and snuggled into your chest, just as she had the night before. And even though you hadn't meant to, your eyes began to close as your breathing fell in line with hers. Your last thought, before your consciousness slipped away, was the realization that you were prepared to drop everything, to follow this woman to the ends of the earth, and protect her with your life.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Little Red Riding Hood. What are you doing out in the woods at this time of night all by yourself, little girl?
What did you find?
Later.
No. You will tell me right now. What did you find?
Nothing. A dead end.
Why don't I believe you?
You can believe whatever you want to believe.
Fine. Get in the car. You and I need to have a little talk about loyalty.